So last topic here, that you bring up, which I think we've kind of addressed a little bit of them, but let's talk a little bit about, you have here digital currency, digital scoring system. We talked about that, the CBDC currency, global biometric. So I read a book recently. There's a new book that came out just in October. It's called Cashless. And it's excellent. It's talking about all the guys, not a Christian. I like when they're not Christians, but they talk about all the wonders of cashless here in America. And then I read another book called The AI Superpowers. It was written just about a year ago, but it's talking about in China, like Alipay, WeChat, on the phone. You go to some of these societies because they were able to control it. Like, no, this community, you're going all cashless. Well, we don't want to. Too bad. We're the government. We're communists. We're doing it, and you have no choice. And, of course, the businesses will comply, or they'll lose all their permits and everything else to do business. So you come into many of them, and this guy's like, hey, I wrote this. I was there in 2017. This is a while. This is 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I went in. I had my money, and they're like, no, we don't take that here. He goes, so I had to attach my bank account to the WeChat, the Alibaba chat, on my phone. 100% already done, sophisticated, perfected, but we don't see that. But let's talk about this transition now where the world, even you had something on India. Talk about India. In the video, you were talking about a guy from India going, oh, yeah, this is what we're doing. They're very sophisticated there.
Yeah, India is what, 1.2 billion?
Mm-hmm.
So this is, talk about another great nut on top of China, but now you got another big chunk of the planet. Going cashless.
Already there, yeah.
Already there. And dare I say, also, many years ago, they put together a biometric identity system. And you're thinking, well, that's, sometimes scoffers say, about the 7-year tribulation, the mark of the beast. They'll say, you know how long that would take to sit there and mark the whole people and all the planet? It'd take forever, take longer than the whole 7-year tribulation itself, blah, blah, blah. Not with modern technology.
Nope.
Now, and by the way, countries are already doing it. Yeah. Right, but that's 1.2 billion. So they already put them on a biometric data that they're tied into this database system. The country, they go cashless and stuff.
China, I mean,
so that's China. So you got another big chunk of the planet already there. Now you just, if you will, to use the words, now you're just on cleanup.
Yep.
And that's where we're at as America, and that cleanup is fast approaching. And now they have different terms for their digital currency. In China, it's the yuan, the digital yuan, right, and things of that nature. America, there's a couple of versions of what they're calling it. It's, Biden bucks or the digital dollar.
Yeah,
but it's the same thing. It's the same. Yeah. Basically, bring that China, India experience, cashless society over to us. And America is always the hardest sell because basically
We love our freedoms.
Right. We love our freedoms. But also, and in fact, I have many friends over in Europe who years say, we're watching everything that goes on there. And this is their words, not mine, Mondo. They say because America is the last bastion of hope.
It is.
They're already experiencing that. Much other nations are farther along, unfortunately, in this agenda. But they say if America goes, it's over.
It's over.
So that's why they're watching us, the American experience. Will we fight back? Is there enough of us left?
Yep.
Is what's going on. But anyway, so America, they've been chipping away at us. And again, Biden's the key guy, right? Because he's working for Klaus Schwab. And again, both aisles of the party, Democrat and Republican, are World Economic Forum plants, call them SSAs.
Yep, there's very little distinction now. It doesn't matter.
Corporations, banking systems, they've all been trained. Again, he's had 50 years, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, training the SS agents and planning everywhere, including our country. But America, there's two things you need to do with America. You don't just need to get America to go cashless. You have to get rid of the American economic system because the world global current financial system is based off the dollar. So if you're going to reset it, hence the Great Reset, you have to get rid of the current system. Well, we're the current system.
Yeah.
So their first goal is we have to get rid of America being the dollar.
Like the oil, we've seen that with the
latest things. Right, and that's what Biden's been doing the last couple of years. He's slowly dismantling our economy on purpose. But then there's going to create crisis. And dare I say, whether this is the complete end game, but now we're starting to see with all this 2 years of dismantling, making not just dumb decisions, but deliberate decisions to destroy our economy. Yep. Right. But now we're starting to see what's the latest thing? The banking failures.
That's what I had written down. Right? Let's talk about the banking failures.
What's with the banking failures? Well, number one, because the banking failures, it's causing, and the government's corralling people to go from the small independent banks, your local bank, right, to the big banks. and because the big banks are all in on this new digital currency. And so that's happening before our very eyes. Now, whether this continues as a giant ongoing domino effect to become the excuse to finally go digital, I don't know. Or maybe it's the first step to, again, corral the people in the more independent ones who won't go along with the centralized currency.
Let's talk about that, because what I saw, you and I were talking earlier, just in the Silicon Valley Bank, second largest bank failure after Washington Mutual, the Signature Bank, third largest. I mean, you're talking $200 billion versus the biggest one was $300 billion, and then the other one is $31 billion. Number four, you're like, these are way different. But what's interesting, talk about what Treasury Secretary Yellen, what she just said, because what happened, what I saw was, with these latest bank failures, they came in, the FDIC normally guarantees up to $250,000 because of insurance. This is Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, blah, blah, blah. Hey, by the way, for all you people that lost money in the Silicon Valley, we know that you're wealthy. You have far more than $250,000. We're going to cover it this time. Well, then she comes out and talk about what you were saying, how this latest doubt is would force people from the smaller banks, the local banks, into some of the bigger players.
Well, this was the bombshell. If anybody saw the interview, it's still out there. And basically, instead of what you would think they would do is pacify fears, make us feel more comfortable, hey, we're going to make it through whatever, she basically, in a nutshell, left a big giant question mark. And whether we would or whether we wouldn't insure the smaller banks, right? Big guys are okay. We'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And so, but it left enough of doubt. And this is what's happening right now. People are in droves. The reports I'm getting, they're ditching the small banks, the independent banks, because now maybe they will insure my money. Maybe they won't. I mean, they're supposed to. The FDIC that says it's on the bank. But she just kind of said, maybe, maybe not.
Yep.
And we'll do that on an as-needed basis. Yep. And since they absolutely, that's part of the FDIC program.
See, that's you what you'd expect.
To worry. That's what you'd expect. But she left a big fat question mark.
Yep.
I think it's on purpose, because I think it's this first step back to the digital economy that they want to bring. And then it's forcing people from the independent banks who won't go along with this centralized currency to go to the big banks to be safe.
To be
and
part
again,
of that.
It's the fear factor.
Yep.
Right? So I think that's going on as well. Now, let's talk real quick, though. People, because you got naysayers out there on this topic, and this is what people do not get, and we bring out in massive, great detail, including on tape. You're going to like, well, so what? We're already digital anyway. I hardly ever use cash anyway. I mean, I pay my bills online. It's all electronic. It's cashless.
99% of the time, I don't have cash. Yeah, I don't have cash.
And so they're saying, well, so what? So we go to a digital dollar. What's the big deal? No, here's the big deal. The digital dollar, in a nutshell, we have a big chunk of the book and the DVD set exposing this, because people need to know this. It will create basically prison planet game over. And I'm not using hyperbole. Because here's what comes with the digital dollar. It's not just... it's all centralized now, central bank digital currency, CBDC, that's what it means, relabeled as Biden bucks or the digital dollar. They're already doing it in these other countries we mentioned. But it's not just they're going to know every transaction, because cash is anonymous. If I go buy something with cash, they don't know what I bought, who I bought, whatever. It's cash. There's no record. They have record of a sale, but it's cash.
Yep.
But if it's all digital, they'll know every single thing that you purchase forever, forever, forever.
Yep.
Right? That's bad enough, but that's the tip of the iceberg. And this is with their words, what they plan on doing with the digital currency in America and around the world. Now they're going to control your behavior, right? Go back to the social credit score, ESG, whatever. Because now it's digitized. You say, well, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to protest what the government's doing. I'm going to join that protest, right? Well, they're going to see you at the protest. They know where you're at. And they will punish you. And you lost half your digital account. And you go there next week, they said, well, you better stop. We just took another quarter away.
Yeah.
And they will liquidate your account. So they'll use the digital dollar system to get you to comply.
Well,
they will control your behavior with that.
So let's use an example. Where remember PayPal just recently, where they said, if you're doing this, we are going to penalize your account. And then, of course, there was all this blowback, and they're like, oh, well, we didn't mean it. That was a mistake, you know. But no, it was like a $2,500 fine removed out of your account based on their new user agreement.
Well,
so they got caught saying it. They tried to sneak it in.
But Trudeau from Canada, who is a World Economic Forum guy, Okay. That's what he did during the strikes up there, the trucker strike. Yeah, remember that?
Absolutely. He took the, he froze their accounts, the GoFundMe
right.
money.
So, yep. And which is the digitized money.
Absolutely.
And so they did it. So, so that's what's coming, but that's still the tip of the iceberg. That's bad enough. They know everything, everything you're ever going to purchase ever. They're going to control your behavior because you'll be punished when you disobey, just like the Chinese system. Mm-hmm. Right. Then it also comes with a timestamp that they could put on it. They said this, maybe they don't like that the economy's not moving fast enough or moving too fast. And so they'll put a timestamp on your money because it's all digitized,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so if you don't spend your money by the end of the month, it will disappear. They will force you to do what they want with the money, which also with a timestamp will prevent you from ever saving up money. Because maybe you're going like, man, this is nuts. I got to save up my money and get out of here. This is a prison plan. No, you won't.
Nope.
Because it's all gone by the end of the month.
Yep.
So they'll put a timestamp on it. The other thing that they'll do is they will create what's called geofencing. And they'll geofence your money. Now, another, we didn't even get into this aspect, mm-hmm. but another part of the Great Reset is they want to put us in what's called 15-minute cities,
mm-hmm.
where you will own nothing to be happy.
Yep.
And so you're going to be in this little prison pod. It's basically a digital concentration camp is what they're creating. And you're not allowed to go beyond 15
your money,
minutes.
You won't be able to spend your money beyond certain.
You know why? Because now it's all digitized. And they have this current, it's not coming, it's already here. So if you go outside your 15-minute radius and your 15-minute city and your 15-minute little prison pod they created for you in order to save the planet, supposedly, your money's no good.
Yeah.
It literally shuts off outside that perimeter. And that's why I say if they pull this off, even in America, it is game over.
It is, yeah.
Mondo, it's over. You won't be able to buy – oh, and let me share this. One of their big mantras, you'll eat less meat. You know, we're American. Don't tell me I'll eat whatever I want to eat. It's America. America.
Yep.
Right? Really? You go to the store, and even though you have the digital money in your account, the transaction will not go through because they know everything you buy. You already hit your limit, your quota, for whatever they want to make up.
Well, and I thought the one
– and it won't work.
You did it. It was a great job. I don't know where the spoof was, but whether the it was a European lady newscaster was like, oh, I'm so sorry that we see that we got your doctor's things and you're overweight, so you're not allowed to buy any sugar food. But we already see that. Like if you're on government stamps, food stamps, you can't buy alcohol. It's already programmed in there that you can't buy certain things and cigarettes. But let me go back to one last thing about the banks, because the tone I got with the latest bank failures is there are those who were watching the buildup to the bank runs. So people were out withdrawing their money.
Yeah.
But the people online were taking, hey, the bank's going to fail, the bank's going to fail, the bank's going to fail. They were promoting it to such a degree, which became a self-fulfilling prophecy, because then everybody went out and did it. Well, then when I heard Yellen talking about it, she was saying, the problem here is the ability for people to go withdraw their money cash-wise. Like people are going in there getting their cash out, which caused the bank to fail. So how do you solve that? You solve that by removing the ability of cash, actual cash.
Right.
And so we need to go digital where people can't – where are they going to take it? They can't take it out. They can't transfer it out. So it would prevent all future bank runs.
And not only that, that would prevent the other side of that coin, those who already took the money out thinking, I got a big wad stash and I'm going to use it to – you can't. It's all digital. So basically all your cash went deleted, even though you got it under your mattress, wherever. You can't use it anymore.
Nope.
It's all digital. That's why I say, if they pull this off and we're still alive and still here and the rapture hasn't happened, it's game over.
It is game over.
It's game over.
I mean, bank runs are, I mean, you think about them encouraging bank runs, because then it makes the villain. It makes cash the villain, mm-hmm. which that was the flavor I got out of the last two bank closures.
And dare I say, let me add this. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
That last crisis, the first one they used to kick this off for 2 years, what became really dirty and full of germs and really bad.
I heard that. Yep.
Remember that?
Who wants it to? That's COVID cash, right? Because it's gonna spread
it
to you.
It's all to prepare people to come on, let's all work together as a human family.
Yeah.
Let's start all over in a new way.
Let's reset it. And
the whole thing's
over,
been pre-planned by this guy, Klaus Schwab. I'm convinced he's bringing in basically what the Bible warned about.
Everything the Bible said.
And the Antichrist came in. It's tit for tat. And it's also tit for tat what people would say was a precursor to the Antichrist, Hitler, what he tried to do.
Yep.
He only got as far as Germany, but Klaus has now taken it to the whole planet.
You know, Billy, we could do this all day, and I appreciate you being here, because there's 12 discs I think there's 12.
Yeah.
And that's an hour, right? Are they an hour each or half?
At least or more.
Yeah. So you have, we could talk for hours, but you have 12 hours in this new set, which is just awesome. So appreciate you being here today. And those listening, you need to get Billy's new stuff. If you aren't convinced, if they're not convinced, this would be the time that you could be, but also to share it and evangelize, as we know, Jesus is coming. Here we are.
And let me add this. You know, people say, man, that was a big downer. What do we do? Well, the big thing is this. Why am I sharing this? Because one, I believe it's a sign that we're getting close to the rapture because we leave prior to the 7-year tribulation. Yeah. If we see these guys building the foundation for that, then we know that we don't know the day nor the hour, but we know it's got to be getting close. So we need to finish strong. And like you said, we need our mindset every day is not fear.
No,
it's not a time to be fearful. No. It's time to be faithful. We need to get the gospel out like never before and get excited that our soon return is coming. Number one. Number two, I don't know how long we're going to be into this before we get raptured.
Yep.
Nobody does. Only God does. Like you said, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. And there's no guarantee that we're not going to experience some real hardships before Christ. We don't know before he comes and gets us. But if that is, I will say this. I don't know God's timing. Nobody does. Only God knows. Only the Father. But there is one thing that these guys are afraid of, and that's us.
Yeah.
And because they call themselves the elite. Elite by definition means what? Small number.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing they're afraid of, even though they got their SS agents all over the place, even though the SS agents are all over the place and they've got all this stuff into play already. They're afraid of the masses waking up, the sleeping giant.
Yeah.
And so our desire is to not only Christian finish strong and get your head out of the sand, but also look up because our redemption draws near and finish strong. But number two, it's the old axiom. The only reason why evil triumphs is because good men do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're desperately afraid of people waking up. And we want to share this information so people wake up. Number one, if you're not saved, get saved.
Yeah.
Right? But if you are saved or whatever, just... they're afraid of too many because we will spoil the whole thing. And I'll use this analogy. They're the elite. They're small numbers. But the rest of us is the bulk of the population of the planet. If enough of us were to wake up, no matter what they try, they couldn't stop it.
Mm-mm.
Because we would be like ants swarming a caterpillar.
Yep.
You can't stop it. Oh, you'll kick and claw and whatever, but there's too many of us.
Too many.
And that's the other thing. It's we got to get motivated. We got to not shrink back from the truth. Like I said, even here in America, short term, we have got to fight back against this digital dollar because if that goes in, it's game over.
It is.
We have to get the information out. We have to share it with as many as we can. Yes, number one, if person's not saved, we need to share the gospel with them, hopefully they get saved.
Yep.
But number two, I'm just trying to buy time to do what God's called me to do from man's perspective.
Yep.
He's got it all mapped out. But all I know is if I don't speak up and tell what's really going on, the truth, even in these geopolitical issues, our country's going down the tube, Mondo, and we are headed for a prison planet.
Yep.
And right now, I still have the freedom as a Christian to share the gospel with great ease, relatively.
Yep.
And I don't want to lose that. I'm just trying to maximize my time for Christ.
Yep.
Right? And so my point is, we have to wake up.
Yep.
And we need to wake up as many people as we can.
And I think, too, that we'll end it on this in the sense that there's, even though we see the federal government doing certain things, certain agendas, woke agendas, we've seen resistance in the states.
Mm-hmm.
And the states are making laws against abortion. They're making laws against wokeism. They're removing, you know, critical race out of the schools. So there's still, we see these pockets of resistance, which is working at a state level. Now, how long? Doesn't matter. But if we can do there, so don't be discouraged, even if we don't necessarily change the federal elections, because those can be questioned. But at the local level,
bingo, that's
a lot of
key,
things happen.
Right?
So.
Well, and you think about how do we get in this mess? Dare I say it was a grassroots movement from a small amount of people.
Yep.
We just need to flip it on its head. How do you buy more time? Grassroots movement on a local level.
Yep.
And dare I say, stop putting your eggs all in the basket of a political savior.
Agreed, yeah.
We need to act locally. We need to speak up locally in one community, one area at a time, speaking the truth of what's going on. That's going to stave off this.
Yep. Sheriffs have a lot of power. Yep, too.
And do what they want us to do, react in fear. Fear immobilizes
apathy,
you.
Which moves you to apathy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then
bad
guess
news.
What? It's going to happen that much faster.
Yep.